and Germany down more than 1%. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Paramount Pictures, presenting Hugo, a Martin Scorsese film about the magic of cinema, on Blu-ray and DVD February 28th. Hugo.
WCVE Public Radio. Brian Ford joins us now on the line from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of the week's business and financial news. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Wayne, and happy leap year.
Yeah. Well, these markets seem to be on a real high note. Not premature to call it a bull market?
Well, it's a really good question. I don't think it is too premature. The markets, you're right, are reaching kind of multi-year highs, levels not seen since the dark days of 2008. The Dow Jones, in fact, has been flirting with the 13,000 level, which is kind of psychological, but nonetheless important. In fact, we have bounced very high since last fall's drop. It's been a very impressive run. Just when a lot of analysts were about to throw in the towel after a terrible third quarter, the S&P 500 is up over 20%, which, as you say, is a definition of a bull market. And many global indices are up over 30%. Obviously, the concern for a lot of investors is that we've kind of been moving in waves the past 2.5 years or so. We'll have a wave up of about 20%, then a wave down of 20% or more. And sometimes it takes 6 weeks, and maybe it takes 2 months. The question is, what's next? In 2010 and 2011, we had the same pattern of a strong start and then a weak middle part of the year. For the record, the volatility right now is way down, almost too calm on a daily basis for some people. Maybe it's the beginning of Lent that has the market in a somber, reflective mood, but who knows?
Mm-hmm. Well, at this time of the year, right after the Motion Picture Academy Awards, we always ask you to present your own awards in various categories. So I'm going to ask you first, do you have an award for the best villain?
Ah, the best villain is a good one, Wayne. This is great stuff. This is an easy one, as oil is the best villain. Oil continues to climb steadily, and we all feel the pain at the gas pump. So what's going on is the big question. Well, first and foremost, there is a general trend for gas prices to rise this time of year before the summer driving season. So that's a well-established fact. But lately, attacks in Nigeria, which is a big supplier to the U.S., and Iran's issues have caused sort of a spike effect. Iran, of course, has said that they will continue to build up its nuclear arsenal and recently said they're going to cut off the U.K. and France from oil. This is important because Iran is the number three supplier in the entire world. And whenever supply is down and demand is high, remember your Econ 101, Wayne, that means prices move up. Here's your fact for the day. Every penny gain in gas prices, just one penny, costs over $1 billion of consumer spending. And that is something that President Obama knows all too well. He's been proposing a variety of solutions recently, including alternative energy sources and also taxing oil companies more. Critics say he should spend his time increasing supply domestically, particularly through things like the XL pipeline. But the national average price right now is about $3.65 a gallon. But already, California, Alaska, and Hawaii are well over $4. Clearly, this will be a contentious issue all year as the presidential election heats up. And the obvious elephant in the room is whether a super spike in energy prices will lead to another economic slowdown.
And finally, well, not finally, I've got a couple more to ask you about, the best mystery of the year.
Yes, best mystery. The mystery is, Wayne, who will be Warren Buffett's successor? The 81-year-old Warren Buffett released his annual letter to shareholders this weekend, it serves as a precursor to his annual meeting in early May. And the big question on everyone's minds is who will take over the reins at Berkshire Hathaway once he and his 88-year-old partner, Charlie Munger, either pass away or retire? You may remember the cloak and dagger story last year when Buffett's heir apparent, David Sokol, was involved in a very sketchy situation when it appeared he bought ahead of an announced acquisition. Now the leading candidates are a gentleman named Todd Combs and also Ted Wessler, who hails from Charlottesville. Some of the highlights also from Buffett's letter. Buffett admits to two big mistakes in 2011, which hurt his stock. One was calling a bottom in the housing market, which he says now is still in depression mode. The other was a Buffett bet on an energy company in Texas tied to natural gas, which is hitting all-time lows. He does note that the book value of Berkshire Hathaway, which he tracks all the time, was up slightly more than the S&P in 2011, but yet his own stock price fell about 5%. The Wall Street Journal recently noted that Berkshire trades at maybe its lowest valuation in decades, partly because of concerns about no one knows what's going to happen after Buffett leaves.
Mm-hmm. Got just about a minute to ask you about your final category of this year's Brian Ford Academy Awards, the best car chase.
Oh, everybody loves a car chase, don't they? GM and Volkswagen battling out for top position in global car sales. That's the best car chase. GM is still number one by a slim margin. They reported record profits last week of $8 billion for 2011, but at the same time said they were eliminating their company pension. That's a big deal for all 26,000 employees and not giving raises. GM was bailed out, of course, by taxpayers in 2009. Still has big problems in Europe during the contracting economy there. GM's profit margins are okay, not bad at 6%, but they trail VW in margins, who has over 10% margins. The German-based manufacturer also had record profits, dominates Europe, has shown great growth in China and Brazil, particularly with its luxury brand Audi. And 2011 was stellar, but VW's CEO says that 2012 can be pretty tight. Clearly, VW's focus on market share gains, and hot on their heels in the car chase is South Korea's Hyundai, which also has great profit margins right now.
Okay, very good. Our time's up for this morning, Brian, so we'll talk to you next time. Brian Ford joins us Monday mornings at this time to analyze the business news.